When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Let's get back to the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
Here comes the clown.
One follow-up from Baseball Savant Corner from Jack John.
Hi, Jack John.
Part of the Mookie Betts thing is that he has to do with the fact that he's the leadoff batter for a team that makes its way through the lineup more times per game than any other team in the league. There's no doubt about it. People behind Mookie Betts include Shohei Ohtani and Freddie Freeman.
And this may shock some of you, the Dodgers lead the league in runs scored.
They're so good. Like, watch their lineup and like put yourself in the shoes of a pitcher and then just like try to breathe after that. Oh,
the hell do I do
sick
with this top four?
I got Mookie Betts out. This is amazing.
Ah, it's Shohei.
Yep.
I got Shohei and Mookie Betts out. All right. Ah, it's Freddie Freeman.
What the hell is going on here? Very hard to understand. Very hard to understand.
I don't want to do it. Take me out. Skip.
Told you about some breaking news before the break.
Oh, yeah.
So, perfect timing. You mentioned during the break, Josh, that our boy Johnny Fanta is putting in a... He's already rounding up the creatures, the heathens in Big East Twitter. They've been asleep for some time now. What's going on?
They're libeling people for the summer.
They stopped celebrating UConn's national championship and went off to Cancun for a couple weeks. But come on back, because Kadari Richmond, who is the number one player in the transfer portal, according to most, the Seton Hall guard, the guy that Creighton made. Gosh, what was that stat line on him last year in that triple overtime game? I'm going to find it real quick. I think it was something like 8 of 30.
That's not great.
It was hilarious. 2024 game data. Come on, my little KenPom, help me out here.
My little KenPom.
8 of 32.
Oh.
And 5 of 6 from the free throw line. That was how Kadari Richmond got his 21 points against Creighton in triple overtime on January 20th. Anyway, that's not particularly important context. He was Big East All First Team All Big East last year. Where is he going, you're wondering? Welcome back to the Big East, Kadari Richmond. He's going with Rick Pitino, the guy who wants to kill himself in frostbite in Omaha.
I like the cut of that guy's jib.
And really likes Mark Pope, one of my dearest friends. Mark Pope.
Mark Pope. It's a good bit.
He's going to St. John's. Richmond said to John Givone of ESPN, quote, they were big on life after basketball and player development. That stood out to me. The way they kept it real from day one. They're going to allow me to showcase my ability and become a better basketball player and person. I'd like to make a long, deep run into the NCAA tournament and eventually win a national championship. I'm ready to get to work and see what Coach Pitino has in store. He visited Oklahoma, also considered Syracuse, Miami, and USC, but he stays home. He's from Brooklyn. And heads off to play for Rick Pitino.
Pitino keeps it real.
Hey, that's going to be a real deal, man. They're going to be good.
I think so.
Also,
you're going to have to deal with St. John's.
Did John Givone said that he considered Syracuse? Didn't Kadari Richmond already play at Syracuse?
You can always go home again, Connor.
Yes, Kadari Richmond played his freshman year at Syracuse before transferring to Seton Hall. He was considering going back to Syracuse, which is fun. But yes, the Big East never stops, baby. It's reloading again for next year. You see all the players UConn got?
It's going to be tough, but it's going to be fun.
Creighton got the Tree Man back.
Mm-hmm.
Kedari Richmond's playing for a different New York area team. This is awesome. I love this conference. May it never die.
How could it?
I mean, well, there's lots of ways where it could, Josh. Unfortunately,
football.
In this day and age in college basketball, college basketball doesn't exactly matter in the grand scheme of things. Like when you include the money people and things of that nature. So there's many conceivable ways in which the conference dies, but I really hope it doesn't. Richmond adds, seeing what Jalen Brunson is doing for New York City right now, winning in New York is a big thing. I want to be a part of that. Wow. Did the Knicks just get Rick Pitino a recruit?
Interesting.
Also, you were playing in Newark. It's not like you were that far removed from being a, like, you played at Madison Square Garden during the Big East tournament anyway.
So far away.
And I had to do it for New York.
New York, like, imagine, stand up.
Like, Big East, Rick Pitino selling a Seton Hall player on saying, look, here's the deal, buddy. You know as well as everybody. New York City and Jersey, they're just different. You want to be a part of this.
They will tell you that.
New York is so back right now. The city of New York is all the way back. By the way, so in this write-up from John Giovanni, they describe him as the following. A 6'6 point guard, Richmond immediately moved to number one in ESPN's transfer rankings upon his entrance into the portal a couple weeks ago. He earned first-team All-Big East honors after averaging 15.7 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 assists a game and leading Seton Hall to the NIT championship. People forget that Seton Hall was jobbed out of the NCAA tournament. He had 20-plus point games 9 times in Big East play, including in triple overtime against Creighton when he finished with 21, 11, and 11. Now, I don't know why that game was highlighted. A, they lost. B, he went 8 of 32 from the field. It wasn't a great game. Kedari Richmond. Anyway, welcome to the Big East, Kedari. Bernie writes in, by the way, on Twitter.
Hi, Bernie.
On the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. He wonders, how many at-bats does Javier Baez need to see 699 pitches? Got to be close to like 250. Yeah, check back with me in about August. Then at that point, Javier Baez might have seen 699 pitches. The way Mookie Betts has so far this year. Also, breaking news before we get to Bigelow here.
Oh.
I've been waiting for this one. The Big Ten women have announced their conference. Josh, you seem exasperated.
I thought you were going to say the two-minute report is out.
No.
For the Knicks game last
night. The conference
night.
Play. I'm wondering about the conference. Who's Nebraska going to get at home in conference this year?
Oh.
Are they going to get the star-studded USC? No, they'll have to go there. Are they going to get Iowa, at least?
I don't care.
You don't care about Iowa anymore? You don't care about the ghost of Caitlin Clark?
That game's not going to have the same juice.
Oh, no, it's going to have more juice.
Because Nebraska's got the upper hand.
Well, it's going to have, like, it won't be, like, nationally televised, and there won't be 20,000 people there, but they will not like each other still.
Sure.
Double play, actually, with Iowa. Home and away. Nebraska welcomes in Iowa, Ohio State, Michigan, Michigan State, Minnesota, Penn State, Wisconsin, Washington, and Oregon into Pinnacle Bank Arena this year. No USC. No Juju. They go on the road. All right.
That might have gotten me to Lincoln.
I know. Sad. Now you'll never get to see me do public address announcing.
Probably not going
to
happen.
Sad, Josh.
Well,
you'll just be busy here eating chips.
For content. It's content.
Jacob Bigelow is up next on 1620 The Zone.
The Connor Happer Show. Follow us on Twitter at Happer Show for all the latest news and views. We may even say something interesting once in a while.
Unlikely.
Really, guys?
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.